Samantha, I think I caught this call from Keith the other night, you know? We drove down to Oak Park, right? We parked the car, and then he put his arms around me, and then he started to... Smoke! Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Hey, girl, what's burning in here?
Ain't nothing burning.
Then I hope you get your smoke signals through to Geronimo. Girl, smells like you barbecuing a boot in here.
I'm shopping and I'm cooking.
Look here, girl, I'm gonna get you a microwave oven so you can burn the food in 1/10 the time.
On the phone a little too long, kind of burnt the beans, huh?
Burnt the beans? Girl, when you gonna learn the color of the food doesn't have to be the same color as the eater?
Well, ain't nobody forcing you to eat my food now.
You know, that's gonna work out just fine. Just fine, Froggy. Because me and Michael will not be gracing the dinner table this evening.
Why not?
Because I'm taking Michael to the father-son dinner at his school.
Michael didn't mention anything about a father-son dinner tonight.
Cello, viola, JJ here. Look here, I gotta cancel our date for this evening. Yeah, see, what happened is that I ran into a guy from Michael's school, and they're having a father-son dinner. So naturally, as man of the house, I will be taking him. However, you are fortunate in the case that I will be doing nothing tomorrow evening. Am you available? Lighten up, mama. Men don't even talk that way to other men.
That was very considerate of you, JJ.
Well, you know, Michael's my only brother and you're my only sister, which reminds me. You want tickets to that KC and the Sunshine Band concert?
Yeah, JJ.
Well, I am not without influence in the world of popular music. I just happen to have a couple of tickets.
Oh, thanks, JJ. But Carl already got them for me.
Oh, Carl. Well, I guess you wouldn't want to sit in the front anyway. Music be too loud for your ears.
You know, JJ, you can really be sweet when you want to be.
Brown sugar don't only come in the female size.
You know, JJ, I'm gonna tell you a secret. I'm glad you're my brother.
You know, what can I say?
I love you.
I love you too, Thelma.
Excuse me, folks. I'm in the wrong apartment.
Oh, Ma. Hey, Ma, JJ's taking Michael to the annual father-son dinner tonight at his school.
Michael didn't say anything to me about a dinner. I wonder why.
Well, Ma, with Daddy gone, maybe he felt kind of touchy about talking about that.
Well, I can understand that.
JJ, when did he ask you to take him?
He didn't. It's gonna be a surprise.
Oh, JJ, that was very thoughtful of you.
Yeah. And look at the sweater that I got him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Cashmere.
Well, you know.
JJ. This must have cost you a whole week's salary.
And a month's tips. But I want Michael to really look good tonight.
JJ, I hope you're not gonna feel out of place talking to all those older men.
Oh, no, Ma. Voila! Look at this. Time, Fortune, Newsweek. Whatever the conversation turns to, I'll be there with the latest information. Look here, girl. Ask me any question here in time. Ask me business, law, medicine. Did you know that the famous bassoonist Kevin Kong died today in Paris at the age of 83? Right there, milestone.
JJ, now, wait a minute now. What if they ask you a question like this? Why are the students in Spain rioting?
I just tell them that the students in Spain are upset because the famous bassoonist Kevin Kong died in Paris.
Everything is gonna work out fine, son. Just be yourself.
All right, Ma, but I really want Michael to be proud of me. Because, see, when I was his age, I had a father to take me to these things. Michael doesn't.
Well, we don't have a father in this house, but we sure as heck got a man.
I know. See, in baseball, I'll be known as the DD, designated daddy. And you want to go to your cousin Ross's house in South Bend? Well, I made arrangements to borrow the rib truck that night.
I'm sorry, JJ, but Carl's taking me.
Oh, Carl's taking it. You wouldn't want to ride in that ribbed truck. By the time you got down there, your cousin Ross would probably ask you, what's that weird perfume that you're wearing? And you have to tell her, Essence de Hot Sauce.
Oh.
Well, if you excuse me, I go slip into something a little more mature.
Good.
Hi, here's your favorite quiz person, Malona Woods, asking you, can you name this tune? Da 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 da.
I'm in the old town tonight.
Bingo! You got that right. Now, for that perfectly correct answer, you want an evening out with Carl Dixon.
What are you talking about, Willona?
Oh, they ain't finished yet. Close your eyes, turn around. To make the evening a little more enjoyable, look her here, honey. Sassy satin lounging pajamas. Honey, these are LPLPs. Long playing lounging pajamas. Girl, this outfit was so dangerous, they delivered it in a brown paper bag.
Willona, this is bad.
Isn't it bad?
Carl and I are just friends, Willona. We're not even close to the lounging pajama stage.
If you wear these, you will be.
Oh.
No, honey, you gotta understand that most men are creatures of habit. Including some of the creatures I go out with, whose habits I don't even want to discuss. Now, science has discovered a way to change a man's behavior, but it takes years, Flo. Now, if you wear this lounging pajamas right here, you'll change Carl Dixon's behavior overnight. You know what I mean?
Wearing those pajamas is just like waving a red cape in front of a bull.
Whoa, lay, honey.
Hold on, girl. I'm holding my briar. Stand back before I light your fire.
Lord have mercy. Who is this tall, dark, very mature-looking man?
It looks like JJ. And it sounds like JJ. But that can't be JJ, because JJ doesn't smoke.
Neither does the pipe.
Saw a pipe cleaner holding a pipe.
Oh. JJ, you are a bona fide fashion plate, honey. If you was just 10 years older, whoop, Lord have mercy, and I was just 10 years younger, I'd still be lying about my age.
Did I tell you?
What?
JJ's taking Michael to the school dinner tonight.
Oh, he's gonna love that. This baby, that's very nice. How do you like this lounging pajama set?
Hey, well, Mona, that is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's out of sight and a definite delight. It's the kind of thing I like to see on a lady.
I'm trying to get your mama to buy him.
My mama wear this outlandish pajama?
Hold on, JJ. Now, you might be playing father to your baby brother, but you remember, I'm older than you, Michael, and that pipe.
Funny, I heard that. In the meantime, I'll just put this on Will Ho, because that's exactly what's going to happen if you wear these numbers.
Oh, go.
Them great players ain't going to make it. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Willona.
Hi, Grant.
Bye, Willona.
That's what I like to see, a deep, meaningful relationship.
Hey, Ma, I won't be home for dinner tonight.
How'd you know that, Michael? I'm gonna be taking you to the father-son dinner.
You're taking me?
Yeah, even got your sweater. Check it out.
Well,
try it on, Michael.
Hey, hold on, JJ.
Look, if you don't like it, you can wear
the
suit,
your sweater,
you know?
But,
no, the suit with your matching thing like mine.
Oh, you know? What a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, Michael asked me to take him to the father-son dinner tonight, and I told him it would be my pleasure.
Carl. It was very nice of you to offer to take Michael to the dinner tonight, but JJ has already planned on taking Michael himself.
Oh, I'm sorry, JJ. I didn't know that.
Yeah, JJ, I didn't know you wanted to take me, man.
Well, he did.
Michael, that's why he bought you the new sweater, and he even canceled out a date.
Look, JJ, I'm sorry. There's been a misunderstanding. There's no problem. You take Michael.
Take him where?
To the father-son dinner.
Oh. Are they having one of those things again?
JJ.
stop the nonsense. You know you planned on taking Michael.
I ain't planning on taking him anywhere.
JJ, that is not true. Now, why did you get all dressed up, huh?
This ain't dressed up. I dress better than this when I clean the grease trap at the rib joint.
JJ, stop the foolishness and take your brother to the dinner.
I said I'm not taking him anywhere. If he wants to go with Carl, that's cool with me.
Look, JJ, Michael asked me because he didn't know you had planned on taking him.
Well, as of now, all my plans have changed. I'm not taking him anywhere.
Hey, hold on, JJ, man. I think I have something to say to you.
This does not concern you.
What?
JJ, come on, take your brother and have a good time.
Come on. Hey, look, no chance. You take him.
Oh, you take him.
I'm not taking him anywhere. You take
I'm
him.
I'm not coming between two brothers. You take
He's
him.
He's yours. I ain't selling
him. Hey, wait. I'm out of Frisbee, y'all. Come on.
Michael is right. Now, the way you two acting, you can just throw Michael to the dinner.
Yeah.
JJ, I'm not going to say this again. You take your brother to that dinner.
I'm not taking him anywhere, and that is final.
JJ, either you take your brother to that father-son dinner, or you and me are gonna have a mother-son hassle.
Me and you ain't having nothing.
Hey, soldier, you out of line.
Hey, look, man, that war jazz is over. Don't lay that soldier business on me.
JJ, you be civil. Mr. Dixon is a guest in this house.
He ain't no guest of mine.
You hold it. That's your mother you're talking to.
Hey, look here, man. I don't need anybody that's come between me and my brother to tell me who my mother is.
JJ!
I don't need any of you.
This has got to be the coldest night in the year.
Yeah, it's cold out there than an Eskimo's outhouse.
Kids?
Yeah. Looks like everybody's out. You ought to sell a lot of snow shovels in my shop tomorrow. But first, I'm going to have to buy one to find my shop. Florida.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. I was thinking about JJ.
Oh, not now, Florida. Let's have some time for ourselves.
You're right. How about something to warm you up?
Yeah.
Like a hot cup of coffee?
Well, if that's all you got.
It is. And a nice piece of sweet potato pie.
Well, now, that is something that can help a man's appetite.
That feels awfully good.
I can't think of anyone else I'd rather do this to. You are a tricky lady.
Please sit down. I'll get the pie.
You mind if I smoke?
Oh, not at all. Whoops. All right. Hello, JJ. Michael. It's after 11 o'clock. You should be home. I don't care if Lola does say that her home is your home. So you say goodnight and get your little narrow behind over here. I remember when Michael was just a small headache to me. Now he's right up there with JJ.
Yeah, kids can be a problem sometimes. That pie looks good. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I'm glad you like it.
The only thing I like better is the lady who baked it.
You like Sara Lee better than you do me. I sure enjoyed that movie we saw tonight. All that warm sunshine and those beautiful islands. If you have to live in the ghetto, might as well live in one in the Pacific.
You know, I was stationed in one of those islands, and I can tell you something. It was a whole lot more fun during time with you in that balcony than it wasn't during time over there.
This is one island you're not taking tonight.
You're right. It is the coldest night of the year.
I'm sorry, Carl.
You know, there's nothing I'd like better than having your arms around me, but...
You're afraid the kids are going to walk in.
I'm worried about one who isn't walking in, J.J. He still hasn't gotten over that father-son dinner.
I'm sorry I caused you any problems, Florida.
Oh, it wasn't your fault. Wasn't anybody's fault. It's just that J.J. is trying to fill his father's shoes too fast.
Yeah, I know.
You know, for the past two nights, he hasn't been home at all. And then this morning, he called Thelma and told her that he was thinking about moving in with some of his friends. He says his family doesn't need him anymore, but that just isn't so.
I know how he feels. I've been there myself.
Carl? You're good at fixing things. You know, like TV sets and toasters. How about fixing J.J.?
Wait a minute, Florida. Now, you don't fix J.J. like you do a vacuum cleaner. J.J.'s an original. Where would I get the parts?
I just love a man who smokes a cigar. It's so sophisticated. You know, being a man, it'll be easier for you to talk to J.J., you know, to reach him.
Well, you know, after the other night, I think I'm the last man in the world he wants to talk to.
Oh, please, Carl, come on. Do it for me, huh?
Do what?
You know, talk to J.J. Try to talk some sense into him, huh?
You know what? I already talked to J.J.
You already talked to him?
Yeah. You know, it took me 2 days to find him, and it took me 2 days to talk him into meeting me at my gym tomorrow for a man-to-man talk.
You let me go through all that and all the time you knew, huh?
You're damn right.
And put out that rotten cigar. It's making me sick. And to think, Lana tried to talk me into buying a pair of satin lounging pajamas.
Satin lounging pajamas?
You know why?
Why?
I just bought them.
Bring it here, honey. Hey, Charlie. I'm expecting a guest. Let me know when he shows up.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Dixon. Hey, Mr. Dixon. Listen, how will I recognize
him? Well, he's sort of, You see this guy?
Yeah?
He's the flip side of him. Pardon me.
Don't say it. Let me guess. You looking for Carl Dixon?
How'd you know that?
How could I not know? Hey, I'll go and get him for you. I'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, J.J. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, Mr. Dixon, what do you want to talk to me about?
Look, just call me Carl like you usually do.
Right.
Why don't you join me? Come on, sit down. Now put your feet in the stirrups. That's quite a space suit you got on. There we go. First off, I want to take the responsibility for that mix-up the other evening. I should have checked it out with you first.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I wasn't trying to move it on your turf. It just happened that way. You know, life is full of hard-hit grounders that take a bad hop.
Yeah, and rowboats that don't go anywhere.
And the other evening was just another bad hop. Let's try something else.
Yeah. Ooh, boy, enough of this canoeing down the Potomac.
You gonna try that?
It's here. If the Russians can do it, why can't I? Somebody must have tried to steal one of these. They got this sucker nailed to the floor. You know, I could have muscles like that, but I chose beauty instead.
You don't have to look like those guys. Some of those guys are doing it just for the egos.
Yeah, well, when you have beauty like mine, you don't need an ego.
Yeah, but, you know, JJ, in some ways, you're stronger than they are. Yours is an inner strength. You're holding up more than just a barbell. You're holding together an entire family.
Hey, Mr. Dixon, is that what you called me here to talk about? Well, later, bro.
JJ, wait a minute. Listen, I haven't finished yet. I admire you, JJ. I mean it.
You mean the way I handle a ball?
I mean, as a person, I admire you.
You do?
Yeah. You know, when I was your age, I had a mother, three sisters. Then I joined the army to escape the responsibility of a family. Oh, I sent them money out of guilt. Well, you are hanging in there, and that takes character.
What'd you say?
You're hanging in there, and that takes character.
Hell, man, I could have told you that.
You got a fine family, JJ. They need you. They not only respect you, they love you.
Oh, you're just saying that because you think I'm mad about the father-son dinner.
Aren't you?
Hey, man, I'm bigger than that.
Of course you are.
That's right. You know, I got a teenage brother, teenage sister, a triple teenage mother. That family needs me, man. I'm holding the whole thing together.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. You know, not only am I number one in that family, I'm number uno. You know, Carl, out of all the dudes my mother could have went out with, I'm glad that she went out with you. Because you make sense.
You know, JJ, I am really glad that you feel okay about all of this.
Okay? Man, I feel higher than the price of a cup of coffee. You know, Carl, I know a place where we can get the best sweet potato pie in town.
At your mother's?
Right.
Let's go get changed, huh?
Hey, bro, keep it up. Pretty soon you'll have half the muscles I do.